Okay, next person is going to be a person by the name of Joyce Wallace, Joyce Wallace. I want to date this for 3/18/2026. Joyce's date of birth is 12/25/49. This 76-year-old woman was seen today for a face-to-face evaluation. Period. The goal of this face-to-face, the goal of the visit was face-to-face, which would be shared with the hospice medical director. Period. Patient is currently in her fourth benefit period from 2/11/2026 to 4/11/2026. Period. Joyce is a 76-year-old woman who's currently on hospice with history of heart failure. Patient requires O2 to maintain O2 sat around 90 to 93. Patient is quite weak, is eating less, appetite is diminished, PPS score is at 40%, appetite is down to 20-30% of meals, PPS remains at 40. Patient maintains O2 sat at with via 2 liters of oxygen, 2 to 3 liters of oxygen around 90 to 94%. Patient's MAC on the left side has dropped to 28 centimeter. Patient has a history of bilateral pulmonary embolism. Increased shortness of breath with activity, shortness of breath at rest, impaired mobility, decreased appetite. Joyce's primary caregiver is her son, Mr. Odell, Demetrius Odell, D-E-M-E-T-R-I-U-S-O-D-E-L-L, who tells me that mom is showing decreased cognitive and physical decline associated with weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, missing meals, confusion, weakness. She also suffers from hypertension, hyperlipidemia, constipation, urinary incontinence, ADL dependency, difficulty with ambulation, gastroesophageal reflux, high risk of fall. He requires pain medications on a regular basis because of the pain in her hips and back area. She definitely has impaired mobility. Shortness of breath. 2 liters of oxygen keeps her O2 sat around 94% to 95%. Fetal edema related to her right-sided heart failure. Decreased appetite consistent with drop in her LMAC. Patient remains hospice appropriate. Patient definitely shows decline in her cognition and physical ability, and most likely has less than 6 months to live. If her disease process is continued unchecked. Thank you.